Blog Talk Radio.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I miss you, I miss you. Love me or leave me, I'll go out of my mind. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I need you, I need you, I need you. You look like an angel, your smile is divine. But you keep me guessing, will you ever be mine? Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I made up my mind. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I love you, I love you.
Saturday night, people are at the shore, people are driving like crazy on the highway. It is bad, man. You don't know why they're driving that fast. You don't know if they're trying to get to their drug dealer before they have a meltdown, or they're just they think they're explosion proof. I have no idea. But everybody's rolling along the highway. One guy gets out of line, there's going to be a whole lot of cars piling up. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way the mop flops. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. You need the book to find out how much you've lost in freedom. You can't tell the players without a scorecard, and I have a scorecard in my book. My number one chapter is Drugs Suck. And one out of five Americans has a drug problem, as I say, is a junkie. And it's getting worse. And the reason it's getting worse is because prescription drugs now are taking over the greatest need for medicated highs. It is really sad, man. You have no idea what's going on. And your kids aren't going to tell you. And their teachers aren't going to tell you when they sign their excuse note to go get an abortion without telling the parents. How's that? You raise your children, and they become of a reproductive age, and they're going to get an abortion, and you're not going to be told. You're going to be the last one to know. Isn't that great? And they're protected by the government. Yes, we're in trouble. In the meantime, our President Squander, the, what do they call that, sequestration, you know, where he sequesters money from the military so they can't get hot meals up in the Hindu Kush, and he sequesters money from little children who can no longer visit the White House, but he's got $100 million to go to a safari in Africa. And he's taking 52 vehicles, all bulletproof, I'm sure. And they'll be flown in Hercules air transports. Now, how many vehicles can you get in one Hercules air transport? What do you think? Six? Eight? 10. So he'll need, let's say it's 10, he needs 5 aircraft. Now, he's also bringing snipers in case the lions and the tigers attack him. And he has to protect his family, so he's bringing snipers, you know, like the ones we could have used in Benghazi. Yeah, and he's bringing an aircraft carrier with 5,000 Navy personnel, and which has its own hospital, of course, in case he gets athlete's foot. And also it has a big kitchen. After all, you got to feed 5,000 people a day, 3 meals, 15,000 meals a day on a ship. Yep, so he's going to take one aircraft carrier out of action while the Soviet fleet builds up their naval reserves in Syria and Nicaragua. Yeah. Oh, what happened? The wall fell down and they all came here? Is that what happened? And did you see that bus that had 20 terrorists on it up in Washington State, and they're protesting that we're racial profiling? Yes, we are. We are racial profiling. And the race is the terrorist race, the jihadis, the happy jihadis. Yeah. Okay, so our president was in Deutschland. Obama in Deutschland is the headline. And I responded, I can't believe the demo commos are still dumping their presidents on the Germans. They handpicked 4,000 for the audience. I thought he brought the audience with him, if you want to know the truth. They all look like Americans. Yeah, unhappy Americans. I saw a German girl with a burqa there. The last disgrace that fled the USA to hide was President Pinocchio pants. Remember the Monica Lewinsky scandal? So he blew town like Obama's blowing town now because he's got all kinds of scandals. And we haven't gotten into a Monica Lewinsky-style scandal yet. Wait till that unravels. Oh, that'll never happen. I know. I know. And every Wednesday we're all going to get chocolate pudding. Yeah, give me a break, man. Give me a break. What you least expect happens all the time. And never can happen happens all the time. And the last disgrace that fled the USA to hide was President Pinocchio pants. And the Deutsche spoke, told jokes in German while he was sitting at a banquet table. And they spoke in German so he wouldn't understand. And they told jokes about Monica Lewinsky. And then they offered him a cigar as everybody laughed. Of course, the communist press covered it up like they cover up the 2,000 dead in Afghanistan under Obama. Yeah, they classify him as NATO troops so that you don't know that you've just lost your brother or your uncle or your cousin or a fellow American. Yeah, well, they're only NATO troops. They're probably all being buried in Holland. So they offered President Pinocchio pants a cigar, and they all laughed at him. So Clinton was so embarrassed, he half-assed quoted Kennedy, and he stood up and he made this statement, Ich bin ein Sexmaschinen. Obama's on safari and won't be around after he gives 600 American nukes to Putin's 5 wooden ones, while Mike Douglas and De Niro Damon, Goldberg and Freeman and Oliver Stone and the new Hollywood communists to lay down to the motherland and take one in the tailbone. What, no medals? Let's say heroes of the Soviet Union? Not one of those people I mentioned ever went and thanked the troops in a combat zone. Remember that and ask yourself, don't ask yourself why the terrorists hate us. Ask yourself why Hollywood hates us. Did you ever see so much crap movie? Oh, that one was good last night. I saw it. It was about zombies and love. Oh. Zombies and love. What is that, a Democrat love story? Give me a break. Vampires that suck. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Abraham Lincoln took a bullet that saved his country. And what do? They make one movie about Abraham Lincoln, and 7 channels make movies about Lincoln the Vampire. do you see, what is the mental age of the average TV viewer today? Is it 9, 11? Can we go as far as 13? Going on 12? We're sick, folks. We're real sick. And the doctor says we're going to die. Yeah. If they really want to save lives, you know, when they protest with the nukes, and nukes are bad. Yeah, not when we got them, they're not. When the Russians have them, they'll be bad. And don't think the Russians don't have the edge on us. You don't think our intelligence is smart enough to make that call, do you? Huh? You don't think our negotiators are smart enough not to give away half of what they went to the negotiating table with? Do you? If you really want to save lives, they should film the American gulag chop shops that will kill 4,700 American children today as they are replaced by illegal aliens who vote a demo camo. Planned slaughterhood kills 3,000 a day alone. Today, they kill 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, and 700 Latino niños. And we're up to 50 million in counting. Now, who kills 50 million American babies? Well, Hitler didn't do it. He killed 60 million Europeans of all ages. Mao Zedong didn't do it. He killed 80 million Chinese of all ages. Who did it? Who killed 50 million American babies? We did. The American voter. Yes. Oh, I didn't vote to kill babies. I just looked the other way. Yeah, we are not political. We were never involved with the Nazis. We did not know anything about Birkenau. We did not know anything about the Treblinka. We knew nothing about Sobibor. We knew nothing about the murder of these people. We had nothing to do with it. I lived down the block. I smelled the smoke. But we are not political. Yeah. You look the other way and you tell God that story. When he calls the roll and all those cherubim and seraphim are saying, he was there, he knew it. He was the cause of the problem. He made that woman pregnant and then he wouldn't even give a cab fare to the chop shop. A lot of guys are going to stand trial. They think they're off the hook. It's a woman's right to choose. We had nothing to do with it. You had everything to do with it. And you will pay the ultimate price. Yes, you'll be in boiler number 3 with Ted Kennedy. So, what can we recommend? YouTube? How about YouTube? Abortion is murder. Abutom. A-B-U-T-O-M. Because there's a lot of abortions is murder on YouTube. If you want to see mine, you got to use Abutom. Abortion is murder, Abutom. But there's an easier one, and there's a tune for the goes with the pitches. It's Roy Orbison singing "Love Hurts." And the other one is "Save the Kids," and there's a beautiful tune that goes with that one. It's going to break your heart. The tune is "Ave Maria." Yep. And the womb is God's sanctuary to protect life. And if you take that life, you have to answer to God. And he's a merciful God. He may be very understanding. But you're going to have to answer to him. Then, on the light side, we have... So I told you, YouTube Save the Kids. That's my favorite. I like that one over the other one. We have IRS, Abracadabra. A-B-R-A-C-A-D-A-B-R-A, Abracadabra, IRS Abracadabra. I heat up, I cool down, IRS is running around. They're going to reach out and grab you. YouTube, flag burners of record. 40 days before 9/11, 48 senators voted to burn the flag. 8 were Repuppies and 40 were Demo Camos, who always vote party over country. The Repuppies, they're just cowards. They don't know. They're trying to look good. Yeah, they believe they can compromise with the devil. Remember what I told you? America's two greatest weaknesses, intelligence, and the ability to negotiate. So flag burners of record, I named 48 senators with pitches and 125 demo camo Viet Cong grease mice with pictures. And then I have YouTube. I pledge to thee, boycott NBC. I pledge to thee, boycott NBC. Then I also have on YouTube copy of 911 Benghazi call. And how come Hollywood's not making a movie about the Benghazi and the fake blood clot? Yeah, you want to see a blood clot, you should have seen the two guys up on the roof that were abandoned for 6 hours as they waited and prayed for to see one fellow American come to their rescue, and they never heard the bugle. The only bugle that they heard was taps. They never heard the cavalry charge. So, copy of 911 Benghazi call. And then I also have YouTube, SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed. And there's no movie about SEAL Team 6 either. What, Robert De Niro can't play a deer hunter scene again? Huh? Up there on that rooftop, laser painting the mortar platoon that was setting up or waiting for the first jet to come from the Italian air base that never came because orders were stand down, let them die? Oh, you don't believe that, do you? Well, did you hear, what's his name, Leon Pineda say, we can't go in guns a-blazing not knowing what the situation is? Then why did you send those people? That's what he said. We can't go in guns a-blazing not knowing what the layout is. What a lying piece of shit. And we buy it, and we eat it. We eat it up. Lie to us some more. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party Radio Show. In case you suffer from Soviet Alzheimer's, here is what we fight for, and there's an American flag. You better get a look at it, because one day a commie czar is going to tell you to take it down, that you're offending people that don't belong here. And don't tread on us. We will dunk you like a bad teabag. You know, I have teabags with the pictures of all the senators who voted to burn the flag. Yep. When I call it dunk of shame. We'll take a break. I'll give you a tune. This was the tune I was going to open with. This is a tribute to all the Southerners. Did you know that the five most generous states with religious contributions are the five poorest states? And they're all in the South, and Mississippi leads them. Did you know that? They're probably the five most patriotic states, too. Those are those Bible-thumping, gun-carrying rebels who are going to save your worthless ass one day, if we have time to save it. Yes, so when Hollywood makes fun of them, it's not because, as Hollywood says, they're toothless and have sex with their sisters. It's because Hollywood hates them because they are the spirit of America. They are the backbone of America. And when America cries for help, they're the first ones to show up, along with New Yorkers who showed up to save Lincoln. They were the first ones into Washington. And the night Lincoln was shot, it was New York cavalry that was hunting him down, the bad guys. But Hollywood hates Lincoln. Hollywood hates Washington. Hollywood hates the founding fathers because Hollywood is part of the Soviet Union. There are more communists in Hollywood today than in 1940. So let me give a tribute to the Southland, our brothers in the South, who think all New Yorkers are like Chuck Schumer. We're not. We hate a Chuck Schumer. But there's more of them than there are of us. And the only hope that we can take is that it only took 25% of the American people to win the American Revolution. I don't believe in revolution. I believe in resurrection. I believe in two resurrections. the one where we join our Lord and Savior, and the one that will allow us to take our country back when we rise up. Babies, you know, where the government is taking care of the students and the government is taking care of everybody up to 26 by putting them on mom's insurance. The government is taking care of everybody, and the government owns you. You are a government slave. And tell me this, why, if we the people are the ones who elect government officials, who of us voted for a union to go against ourselves? There should be no unions in the federal government, none whatsoever. And the IRS should be closed. We don't need it. We can figure it out. And the only laws that should pass in the future have to be complete on one page in bold print and caps. And if it can't fit on one page, we don't pass it. That'll put an end to a lot of bullcrap that takes place every day in Washington. Somebody wrote an article, was published online Friday. Rachel Rose Hartman of Yahoo News lamented that President Obama, his upcoming trip to Africa would not include a stop in Kenya, the country of his birth. Whoa, what? The mainstream media for years has been lockstep behind the president in affirming his birth in Hawaii. You know what? I did a birth certificate, a phony birth certificate for Obama, and it said certificate certificate of life, life, birth, B-E-R-F. and have a picture of a hut, you know, the hospital hut, and it was signed by a witch doctor. Yeah, I don't believe he was born in the United States. And if I think that if everybody got all his records that are sealed in Harvard and all the other communist schools that he went to, we would find out in 5 minutes the guy is a communist. He's more than a communist. He's an Islamo-Camo. Those are the worst kind. But the media covered up for him, so now we all have to live with the lie. The mainstream media has been in lockstep, and they labeled us birthers. Yeah. Talking Points memo reports that within 90 minutes of the story's publication, Yahoo News added the following correction. An earlier version of this story incorrectly identified the president's birthplace. The wording of the story was then changed from referencing Kenya as the country of birth to his ancestral homeland. Oh boy, did they play on words? Do these people play on words or what? Speaking of playing on words, what'd you think of that southern gal who was kicked off the cooking channel because she said the N-word? What do you think about that? You think that white people shouldn't be allowed to say the N-word and black people should? What do you think about that? Huh? And do you know if they arrested everybody to send the N-word, the entire black population would be behind bars tonight? Not only do they say the N-word, they say the MF word. Yeah, but they get a pass. They get a pass. It's only the honkies that don't get the pass. I feel sorry for that southern gal. And she was real humble in an apology. But the communists don't care. They don't care. They cover up their own murders, but they expose anybody else that they want to murder. So let's see what else we got in news here tonight. I had something on... what's his name? The Chinese spy who did it for us, who exposed the American government for the American people. You don't believe that story, do you? You believe that he did it for us? That's like a wife beater saying, "This hurts me more than it hurts you." Why did he run to China to make the announcement? Oh, he was afraid for his life. Yeah, he wouldn't want to be a Chinese girl, would he? Just being born, huh? Yeah, we're in trouble, folks. When somebody can sell you out to the Chinese and tell you that they did it for your own good, you know we're in trouble. Gun control. Everybody's upset about gun control. I'm relieved. I think that was Obama's first move to seize the government. First he was going to seize the guns. But here's one for you. Pelosi, late-term abortion is sacred ground. Is this woman evil or not? Is this woman the epitome of evil? Let me tell you something. There's one thing that all Catholics must realize, especially Irish Catholics. You cannot be in the party of death and be a Catholic. This Democrat Party, a former Democrat Party, the last real Democrat was Harry Truman. He was the last real Democrat. And you know what he said? He said he only had two jobs in his lifetime. Once as a politician and once as a piano player in a brothel, and he said they were pretty much the same type of job. Yeah. And he also said, if you want a friend in, everybody knows this one, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. Can you imagine how people double-cross each other? Nancy Pelosi is evil. And you know, she never forgave George Bush for killing her two sons, Uday and Kusei. I got pictures on www.mediacrapmatters.us of Nancy Pelosi, Senator Bill Bayonet, the baby's Nelson. I call him Squinty Eyes because the sun gleams off the bayonet. and Kami Kucinich. Each one individually sitting in an ottoman chair opposite Bashar al-Assad. Now, Syria has been given a pass by Obama. The deflection of what had to be done took place when Obama declared war on Libya. And Hillary Clinton was quoted laughingly as saying, "We came, we saw, we killed him." And her two stooges were laughing like it was nothing. And then all of a sudden, an ambassador suffered the same fate as Muammar Gaddafi, and Hillary said, "Who cared how they died? Who cares how they died? Whether it was a couple of students on a walk." Yeah. "Oh, wait a minute, I have to testify? Oh, I'm getting a blood clot. Can you get somebody to fill out the paperwork and the documents and buy me some time?" Oh, she never did that. She took a real blood clot, yeah. And every Wednesday we're going to have chocolate pudding from the government. Unbelievable. Well, Uday Pelosi is an evil woman. She took 47 Democrats to in a big plane that she insisted the Air Force give her, a very big plane, because she had to fly to San Francisco, and as soon as they gave her the bigger plane, she hightailed it to Damascus. And she went on a tour of Damascus. And she even went to a mosque. She went to a mosque where she was told by the Syrians that this is the mosque that Jesus is going to return to, and for 40 days he's going to kill all the Jews. And Nancy, she bought it. But this Bashar al-Assad is responsible for the destruction of Lebanon. He's responsible for the murder of Rafiq Hariri, the prime minister of Lebanon. And they blew him up so big that they had to go down with ladders into the hole to get his remains. And Bashar al-Assad is an ally of Iran and Russia. And Russia is an ally of Iran and Syria. And Russians are helping Iran get nukes, along with North Korea, who we can't even handle North Korea. We're going to handle Iran? Are you kidding me? Bashar al-Assad has blown the legs off of 40,000 Americans. And when Nancy Pelosi was over there, I like to say that she asked Assad to close the palace windows, because the screams of Americans having their legs blown off were interrupting her train of thought. She went over there with a booze-laden big airplane and 47 Democrats. And you're going to tell me the Democrats can't? First off, the Democrats have no God. They kicked God out of the party on the last convention. And if you don't believe me, go to YouTube and get Democrats Vote No God. And you'll find the Democratic convention, and they said, "Is God going to be in the platform?" And they said no. And the nays had it. And then somebody whispered, "We can't have this. We can't have this. We'll lose all the Christian voters." Okay. Is God in the platform or not? And again, the voices got louder. "No God." And the guy whispered in his ear, "You got to call for a third vote. We cannot have this. Once everybody knows what we're really up to, we won't have any constituents." So they used a Latino mayor of Los Angeles, and he said, "Okay, this is for the third and last time, because it seems like it's kind of even." And it wasn't. It was no all the way, man. Are we going to have God in the platform or not? Nay for no God, yay for God. And the nays were louder than the yays, and he said, "The yays have it." And you got a party in the United States, one of two parties, that has no God. And why would they have a God when they kill 4,700 American babies a day? And they allow 11 million people to come in here illegally and refuse to put up a wall to protect the American people, the ranchers and the farmers and the local people, and allow all the drugs to come into this country to undermine the American worker. It is sad. It is sad. We were just down in Atlantic City, and a guy was explaining to me, he was in the men's room, and he heard a guy blasting off. And I said, you're very vulgar, you know? We don't talk about, you know, people farting in a men's room. He goes, no, blasting off, man. He was shoving coke up his nose. Hey, goes on all day long. The doctors do it. Wall Street brokers do it. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. The devil is having a field day. The devil is wearing spats in your neighborhood tonight. We're in trouble. We're wide open, face down, pants down. And there is a book that was written in the 50s. It is called The Red Cocaine. Red Cocaine. And you know what's on the cover? Let me get the cover here and I'll tell you. It's a picture of Lenin. And it says that Red Cocaine, The Drugging of America and the West by Joseph D. Douglas, the leading authority on the political use of drugs. Germ warfare, drugs is part of germ warfare. An expose of long-term Russian and Chinese intelligence operations aimed at achieving the demoralization and ultimate control of the West through drugs. And the threat of drugs is greater today than ever before because you got OxyContin. I walked into a drugstore and they got a sign on the window, we don't carry any opiates because they don't want to get robbed. This is dedicated to all who have lost a friend or a loved one to the evil scourge of drugs. It is high time to fight back. It is really sad. Chapter 1, the Chinese drug offensive. Chapter 2, the Soviets decide to compete. Chapter 3, building the Latin American drug network. Chapter 4, Khrushchev instructs the satellites. Chapter 5, organizing for Druzhba Narodov. Chapter 6, political warfare and drugs in Vietnam. You know, American GIs could get drugs from the Red Chinese. They didn't know it was the Red Chinese for free. They got the best heroin. Political warfare and drugs in Vietnam. Moscow intensifies the drug war in the late 60s is chapter 7. 8, Cuba and the rise of narco-terrorism. Now, you know Fidel Castro has got his pockets are lined with drug money. Chapter 9, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. That's cover-ups in the United States government. Chapter 10, a question of intelligence. Chapter 11, the responsibility fixing. Chapter 12, grim outlook for the 21st century. Yep, and now we're into all kinds of medication drugs. We're in trouble. And everybody agrees that marijuana is harmless, but they also agree that not everybody survives, stays on marijuana. Most graduate. And that's when the trouble begins. It is really sad. Drugs suck. It is chapter 1 in my book because I believe it's the biggest threat to the American people. One junkie ruins the happiness of 5 innocent people. And that's why it's chapter 1 in my book, Drugs Suck. And I got a picture of a toilet with marijuana plants growing out of it. And I call it the tomb of the unknown junkie. And please don't smoke the perpetual care plant. So, but that's the way it goes, man. You know, when you're high, you don't care. And you can see what drugs have done, and all kinds of drugs, date rape drugs. Imagine that. Rape used to be a crime. But if you rape a girl in college, it's you get points. They call it date rape. They water it down. Yeah, she was unconscious on the floor. You know, she was asking for it. Yeah, we're in trouble, folks. And abortion clinic is working day and night to cover up our mistakes. We're in trouble. Here's a little note. It's called PC crap. You know what PC crap is? Political correctness is really communist correctness. And we are a bunch of fools. We can be talked into anything. So I just have a couple of notes here. It says, delete communist buzzwords, insert American correct words. Radical Muslim, delete radical, insert deeply religious. Hijacked religion, delete hijacked, insert on track. Leftist, delete leftist, insert communist. Liberal, delete liberal, insert communist. Progressive, delete a progressive, insert a communist. Teacher, delete a teacher, insert a brainwasher. Hollywood star, delete Hollywood star, insert communist minus 4 points. La Raza, delete La Raza, and insert racist comunista. Rich liberal, delete rich liberal, insert Grey Poupon communist. Liberated woman equals Ms. Ms. means missing husband. And I know, girls, I feel sorry for you. There are no bargains out there. They're all double-crossing. Do you know, when I grew up, any guy that was out on the prowl who had already had a wife, no girl would touch him. They wouldn't. As soon as they found out he was married, they wouldn't have anything to do with him. Today, he's prime meat. Code pink equals code stink. Communist president equals Obama bin Laden. A bar drink. When you go into a bar and order an Obama, they give you a black Russian. Stick around. We'll give you a tune. When we come back, we'll be loaded for bar. We did Steve Earle. Want to hear a dog joke? Let me see how long the dog joke is.
Hi, boys and girls. Got a dog joke for you. This guy is driving through a farming area, and he comes across a house, and there's a dog for sale sign on the porch. And it says, dog for sale at $10. So he goes, oh, I got it wrong. He sees a sign on the porch. The porch says, a talking dog for sale at $10. So he goes up to the farmer and he says, I see you got a talking dog for sale. He goes, yeah, he's around back. You want to go talk to him? Go ahead. So he goes around back, and there's this dog, and he says to the dog, how you doing? The dog says, I'm all right. How you doing? He says, you really are a talking dog. He says, yeah. He says, how did you learn to talk? He says, well, I used to be in the CIA. First they trained me for drug sniffing and the IED sniffing detection. And then I went and I took an advanced course, and they used me. I used to be a spy in the CIA. If you check, you'll see that in a lot of pictures where diplomats come to the United States, or the American ambassador visits a head of state, you'll see me in the picture, and I was eavesdropping. And then I would be debriefed when I came back off the mission, and I would tell the CYA what was going on in the room at the time the conversations were taking place. He says, my God, that's fantastic. He says, how come you don't work for the CIA anymore? He says, well, I settled down and I raised a litter of puppies, and I'm retired. So the guy runs around to the farmer and he goes, I can't believe it. This dog talks. How can you be selling this dog so cheap? And the farmer says, he's a liar. He never did any of that stuff. Okay. Good? Bad? What do you think? Here's the Duprees. Night music for you.
Please tell
I was down in the Bogota this weekend, just before the weekend, and I've come to, it's very elegant, very nice. I've come to one conclusion: you don't win at the Bogota. We don't see no bells going off there, and everybody gets cleaned out real quick. So I don't know. You know, it's very nice. It's a great place to stay, but you might want to find another hotel to gamble in. I noticed that a lot of white guys are with Chinese girls. And the girls are very beautiful. Well-dressed, you know. Not the Jersey Shore trash look, but very elegantly dressed. And it took me back a little bit. Speaking of Chinese guys, a Chinese restaurant owner gets a phone call, and he picks it up and he goes, hello. He goes, boss, says Hop Sing, boss, listen, I know come work today. He says, Hop Sing, we need you. We can't do without you. You're our master cook. So, boss, I'm very sick, boss. I'm very sick. I can't move. I cannot come today. He says, Hop Sing, look. He says, do what I do. Have sex, relax, and then come to work. You'll feel much better. He says, that's what I do, Hop Sing. He says, boss, I try, but I don't think so. Half hour later, phone rings. Boss, hey, boss, you're fantastic. Boss, you're fantastic. What a great idea. You should be a doctor, a doctor of love. You're fantastic. I tried what you said. It worked like a charm. Hey, I'd be in 10 minutes, boss. Hey, boss, you got a nice house. We'll give you begin to begin, and then we'll get into Nancy Pelosi.
I don't know why.
Oh, I'm sorry. Drop the big one.
Heaven knows we tried, but all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one. Pulverized, Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. Build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. A Japanese kimono, baby, be a pair of shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
Okay. I was also at a recital, and they had 49 routines. And it's a dance recital, and the kids range from 4 years old up to about 17. And right now, there are 49 routines. Not one had a patriotic theme. Not one. And the best were done by the littlest kids. There was a four-year-old boy there who was doing, somersaults. And then he hammed it up a little bit, and the audience went wild. They went crazy. And he was the life of the party. Now, 49 routines. And what was sad is most of the music was rap music. This is an all-white. When I say all-white, I mean all-white audience and performers. And the girls were putting on shimmies, shimmy shakes and wiggling. And the more they wiggled and the more they strutted their stuff like they were adults, the parents went wild. They thought it was fantastic. 49 routines. No mention of family. It was really sad. It was really sad. And there's nothing I can say about it. It was really sad. 49 routines. Beautiful costumes. But everybody had to play Kardashian. And that's not, I feel so sorry for the kids today. As a matter of fact, my theme is, we just lost our country. Who's going to break the news to the kids? You know, these kids are so impressionable. And they pay so much attention to adults. You can brainwash them so easily. You can hurt them so easily. And it kills me to see parents rushing their children into puberty when they're prepubescent. It is really sad. And the only thing I can attribute it to is what we see on TV. All the crap. Movies about zombies. Movies about vampires. What is that all about? There is nothing there decent for children. One of the tunes that the kids did was White Wedding, and when my daughter heard that was one of the tunes, and she was a big Billy Idol fan, she was disgusted. So I don't know where the hell we're headed, but we sure as hell are heading in the right direction. Pro-life priests demand Pelosi have the honesty to renounce Catholic faith or become pro-life. June the 20th, a group of pro-life priests has written to House Minority Leader, who was once Majority Leader, I call her Uday Pelosi, demanding that she either follow the Catholic teachings on abortion or have the honesty to formally renounce her Catholic faith. If you go to YouTube and you see this video, Save the Kids, you will be heartbroken. You will be heartbroken. When you see, you think this guy, Kermit Gosnell, is the only guy murdering these children? He did 1,000 kids a year. You think he's the only one in these butcher shops that are sanctioned by the government, and they don't even check them out for health reasons? They're getting complete pass. And never forget, those are American children. With no rights, they have no civil rights. In the womb, they are nothing. They don't even classify them as American citizens. If tomorrow your pregnant wife got shot in the stomach, the murderer would be charged with one murder, hers. It would be hard to bring charges of two murders. And there's cases right now that are being tried to see if they can... if the unborn can be counted as a human being. Isn't that something? And never forget that Democrats voted no anesthesia for babies in the womb being pulled apart. No anesthesia. And the argument was they don't feel pain because they're not human. What are they? What are they, vegetables? What are they, a fruit cup? Are you kidding me? They don't feel pain? Why, because it's a little tissue? You ever been in a dental chair without Novocaine? And he tells you it's only a little tissue and sticks the drill in your mouth? You think about that next time you got a drill in your mouth. And ask yourself how a baby feels in the womb. How can you lie? How can you lie like that and lie to the American people? And you want to hear some of the comments? With Pope Francis, a new broom sweeps clean. Pope Francis is very good. I'm in love with the guy, I got to tell you. Every time I see him, he's with the poor. And I'm reading about Pope John and what he did to free the Eastern Bloc countries. And you know what? I've come to the conclusion that he was hated as much in this country by the government as he was by the Russians. And when he went to Poland for the first time, the Russians thought he was going to start a revolution. They had 40,000 troops in eastern Poland ready to pounce. And all he did was sing Polish songs, and his people loved him. And the Czechoslovaks had signs up on their border, "Come save us too, Holy Father." And he did good. He was a good man. And so was this one. And you know what? Pope John didn't like the Vatican because he felt so alone there. And I think that Pope Benedict also felt the same way. It's a lonely position for a pope to spend the rest of his days. Now, this new pope, Pope Francis, he's avoiding the Vatican. He's staying at a hotel. He's staying at a Vatican hotel. He got a couple of rooms because he likes to mingle with people. He got on a public bus the first day of being a pope. He got on a public bus. He sat down next to somebody. He was on his way to the hotel to pay the bill. And every time you see him, he's with crippled kids. You see him with Down syndrome children. He's truly a very humble guy. And he's got more energy than most people with two lungs. Okay, so one person says, "I personally think it's risky to ask someone to be honest and leave the Catholic faith. I would more question her why in the world she is Catholic when she doesn't even agree with the church teachings that God himself gave us. We are called to be merciful, to pray and teach people all the good that God gave us, like our lives. Because to leave the church separates you from God, no communion, confession. I hope she rethinks where she is in her Catholic faith and be humble about it. Perhaps someone can show her the new book, Rediscover Catholicism by Matthew Kelly, a great book." Yeah, we all got to come back to God. And there's only one party that acknowledges God. The Democamos do not acknowledge God. And so, having said that, let me give you another tune. And this one will cheer you up. I'm So, what else is happening in the news today? Any idea? Anything really exciting happening? Huh? How about the disarmament talks between, after I win reinfection, you tell Putin we'll be able to make, you know, we'll be able to get together and we can destroy these Americans. Yeah, that's how I read it. I'm sorry. The IRS should be closed. We should go to a flat tax. Let's stop messing around. When you got an IRS, a government union, giving themselves bonuses, what's the bonus for? Knocking off the Tea Party? Come on, give it a break, man. Let's get rid of them. Let's shut them down. We got to do something to stop the onslaught of communism. U.S. government charges Snowden with espionage. I agree with that. And why did he run to China? That was his first stop. He sold us out. How about a private in the intelligence agency? A private in the intelligence agency releasing 700,000 memos to WikiLeaks, saying he did it because gays are not treated right in the United States. Why, you think they're treated any better in Saudi Arabia? I think there's a big difference in how they're treated here and in Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Go over to Saudi Arabia and check into the Jericho room. See how long the wall stands up. Here's an article that says, homosexual lobby persecuting Christians. Uh-huh. Once again, Christianity is under attack by the homosexual lobby. Well, Catholics are their first target. A Colorado baker made the dire mistake of refusing to supply his services for a homosexual wedding ceremony because of his religious beliefs. Instead of just asking a different bakery, radical homosexual activists are using the government to force this small business to comply. And the liberal ACLU is holding nothing back in attacking Jack Phillips, owner of the Masterpiece Cake Shop, simply for exercising his rights as a private business owner. Colorado is gone. They got a big forest fire there, and everybody showed up. They thought it was a festival. Under Colorado's version of the gay bill of special rights, you don't have special rights. There is nothing that provides religious protections for private businesses. Now, the Colorado Attorney General, Cheeks McGee, has filed a complaint against Mr. Phillips, which could cost him thousands of dollars in fines and even jail time. Phillips, fold your tent and go to Texas. Time and time again, Colorado is now the new Sodom and Gomorrah. Time and time again, we see radical homosexual activists attacking Christian business owners. We'll all be in Texas, so Texas is going to be the biggest state in the union. Then we're all going to have to go up to Alaska, and I hate it. It's too cold up there. But at least I can bring my guns. Yeah. And last year, New Mexico fined the local owners of a photography studio $7,000 for refusing to provide their services to a lesbian couple. Yes, religion is gone in this country. The Democrats have destroyed it. They've kicked God out of the party platform. If you're a Christian and a Democrat, you don't know where you're at, man. You're in trouble. You're in trouble. You're in ancient Rome before it went Christian. And you know why it went Christian? Because decent people were tired of the debauchery of the Roman way of life. And one of the debaucheries was homosexuality, which to me is an illness. And I hope one day they find a cure for it. But I'm a laissez-faire guy. I leave and leave alone. But if you get in my face, man, I'm going to have to come out fighting. Even a rat fights when it's cornered. So laissez-faire for you, laissez-faire for me, and stay away from my church. And don't hurt the Boy Scouts now that you've infiltrated them. Try not to hurt the little ones. you bastards. Let me give you a tune before I get myself in trouble and have the Gestapo at the door. Let's see what we're going to do here. Oh, yes. They've hurt my feelings, and I'm going to complain about it. That wants to secede from its own state and become the 51st state. Now, which county could that be? Oh, a county in Colorado that was immortalized in the novel in 1978, the miniseries Centennial. Once again could achieve fame as it finds itself in a unique position among America's counties, considering a bid to become the 51st state. Weld County is one of the nation's largest counties and is nearly 3,000 square miles. It is larger than the combined areas of Rhode Island, Delaware, and the District of Columbia. The county was also immortalized in James Michener's Centennial, a novel about a fictitious town whose history mirrored the history of the state. In this, they're making a strong stand for constitutional rights, including the Second Amendment. However, following a particular contentious legislative session where Democrats controlled both chambers of... They're not Democrats, my friends. Do not use the word Democrat. Harry Truman was the last Democrat. And you know what Harry Truman said about loyalty? If a man cannot be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? Do you understand? Do you understand, Governor Sanford? Do you understand, Governor Corzine, Senator Menendez? Do you understand, Anthony Weiner? Do you understand, Governor Cuomo? Do you understand, Governor McCreary? What a shame. What a disgrace. Do you understand, Vito Fasella? Yeah. Certain sins cannot be forgiven. So, Bill Garcia, chairman of the Weld County Commission, has told WND, that's World News Daily, the idea of forming a separate state came from the residents. You know, Staten Island wanted to become a city. They wanted to break away from New York. And the reason they didn't break away from New York is Rudy Giuliani said, stick with me and we'll take care of you. And he did. Rudy Giuliani, I'll tell you something, he would have made a great president. And I'll tell you, you wouldn't have terrorists in your town. Yeah, and they wouldn't have rights. And they have the only right they'd have would be to get on a plane and go back to jihad land. Rudy Giuliani, and let's face it, the guy's Italian. He went up against the mob and lived. You know, you got to give him credit. And he also convicted Mark Rich. And Mark Rich had to leave the United States and hide out. He was a fugitive from justice. And Bill Clinton, any president that comes to has only had a government job and all of a sudden is worth $139 million. I mean, come on, folks. Are we really going to have chocolate pudding on Wednesdays? Huh? Obama came to work with $2 million. He's up to $14 million. How do you do that? Is he working part-time somewhere? Is he bagging groceries at Walmart? Yeah, he's bagging Americans. That's what he's doing in Benghazi. I'm not saying he got paid for it. You know, communists usually, they do it for free. Yeah, I think a couple of things. I mean, you know, the tragic death of Matthew Shepard occurred in Wyoming. Colorado and Wyoming are very similar, Governor Hickenlooper said. So he's using labels, the old communist tactic. You know, if you want to shut a guy down, assassination by ridicule is one. They did that to Sarah Palin. 60 lawyers went up to little town of Wasilla to get the goods on Sarah. And they were sent up there by Hillary Clinton, who wants to be the first queen of the nation. Hillary Clinton thinks she's going to be the next president. And you know what? She's right, because we already elected Obama, and that proves even Hillary can make it. Yep. America is asleep. There's a song called The West's Awake, and it's about a country that fell asleep, and while they were sleeping, they were overrun. And they lost their freedom for 500 years. And that could be us tomorrow. Now, I say I would like to see a 51st state. And I'll tell you which state. The Philippines. They're more grateful than the Hawaiians. They're deeply religious. They are extremely loyal to fellow Americans. I mean, you just think about the death march to Camp O'Donnell in the Philippines. And the Japanese were bayoneting all the stragglers. And Filipino villagers were going out and giving a dying GI a cup of water in a Good Samaritan fashion. And they got the bayonet in the back. Filipinos are good allies. And they're deeply religious. And they're good family people. The only problem with the Philippines is it's corrupt. So, and how can a corrupt nation like ours uncorrupt the Philippines? I don't know, but we'd have to find a way to do it. So, if you can curtail the corruption in the Philippines, they make a great 51st state. And China has its eye on the Philippines, and that might be one of our first war zones. Also, the Philippines have a Muslim problem, and the solution to the Muslim problem, according to my personal expertise, which you could put on the head of a pin, would be Mindanao is heavily a Muslim. I would say give the Muslims their own country, shove them off, and then make the Philippines the 51st state. They would be a good ally to have, and they would be thrilled, and they wouldn't have to go out and sell their souls in servitude to other foreign nations to try and make some money to send home. They would be home, and the minimum wage would make their day. and you'd get a ton of gratitude. And like I say, they stood by us in World War II. Nobody was a greater ally than the Philippines. God bless the Filipinos. Okay, let me see if I can give you a tune. Yeah, we'll pay a tribute to When Women Were Women. Think the word love is obsolete in this country? Are there people really in love today? Is it like you can't eat, you can't sleep, you have to be with this person? Have you ever had that feeling? Does your heart skip a beat when a lady walks into a room and her smile lights up the whole room? Have you ever had that feeling? Huh? Or are you a duck and cover chick? Yeah, right. And lover boy is at the flesh pot getting a laptop dance. It is really bad. I think there is no love. Everything's a net worth workup. But there's a girl got a book out, and it says guys are on the run. They don't want to get married. They don't want to go through a divorce. You know, everything is a 50-50 chance. They don't want to take the chance. It's really
It's really sad. It's a shame. Here's a guy that's commenting, a new comment. It's a shame that we have such a so-called president. Hopefully he'll be removed from office and charged with his crimes of fraud and treason. He is not for America. The guy does hate this country. You can see it in everything he does. He flips the bird right on camera. You think that those two Marines holding umbrellas wasn't a sick inside joke? When I saw that, I saw Idi Amin being carried around by four British ambassadors. That's what I saw. Obama was putting him down. He was flipping the bird. He hates the Marine Corps. I'm still disturbed by General McChrystal that a guy from Rolling Stone magazine could get that general relieved. That had to be a setup. And I believe that Obama does not want any warrior generals in any positions of power. He doesn't want any Pattons. He wants all sissy boys who can get the congressional earrings of honor. I don't think he wants a strong U.S. military. He told you he's going to have a military bigger. He told you. This guy, he tells you what he's going to do to you. He's going to have a bigger military than the U.S. military. And in the way he's knocking off the troops, he could have. And everybody's complaining about Bush in Iraq and 4,700 Americans died in Iraq. But Obama is at least up to 2,500 in Afghanistan. And you know what Bush's track record was in Afghanistan? 461 died. Obama's losing them by the chopperful. And there's at least 54 that have been backshot. And I saw an interview this morning of a GI who has got one prosthesis. And he was being interviewed on Fox. And he was in a military vehicle in Iraq. And he had a bomb went off underneath him. And the interviewer said, "So when you had the accident, that's not an accident, honey. That's not an accident. That's attempted murder. That's war. And the sooner we find out that we're at war, the better off we're going to be." So I just thought I would tell you that. And it looks like this article headline says, "GOP amnesty betrayal coming in hours. Stop it now." There are, I think, 33 Republicans that are going to sell out. If they sell out, please, if they are thinking of selling out, please send them a fax or an email or a phone call that if they vote on this amnesty bill, they're finished. That you will fire them personally. And your vote does count when it comes to impeachments and no more terms for termites. And one term is enough for anybody. We should not have these lifetime liars. New comment posted, Obama changed his name in Canada. He is not Christian, he is Muslim, and he was not born in America. And his birth certificate is false, as well as his social security number and the other documents he has presented. He lived with a couple and their son was communist. The name Ayers, does that ring your bell? Why is so much a secret, as well as Jones, who he put temp in the White House next is Holder, Kagan, Reed, Pelosi? They are all liars and have stole money from the taxpayer. I'm on YouTube. I have a video that says, "Who owns the Senate?" And as I was reviewing it today, I noticed that I listed all the campaign contributions that these people live off of. Some of them are $4 million, $5 million, $6 million. Guys like Al Franken are in the $20 million range. Chuck Schumer's in the $20 million range. And what's her name? Diane Feinstein. She was kind of low. She was like $3 million or $4 million. But then I just learned that her husband got an exclusive contract to sell all the post offices that are being closed. He got an and he's going to make millions. So, you know, where are we here, folks? Aren't you tired of having your tax money? You know that the government could really live and function comfortably on 20% of the taxes you pay, and you could get an 80% refund. You could reduce this size of government by 80%, and no one would know the difference. So I just thought I'd tell you that. We'll give you a tune. It looks like we got the two-minute warning. So I'll close with a tune until we meet again. And this is to men who lost their country. It's a tribute. It's called The Men of 98. In 1798, the Irish Rebellion, they tried to duplicate what we did in America, but they failed. But
who fears to speak of 98? Who blushes at the name? When cowards mock the patriot's fate, who hangs his head for shame? He is all a knave and half a slave, who slights his country thus. But a true man, like you, man, you can fill your glass with us. We drink the memory of the brave, the faithful and the few. Some lie far off beyond the wave, some sleep in Ireland too. All are gone, but still lives on the fame of those who died. All true men, like you men, remember them with pride. Some on the shores of distant lands their weary hearts have laid, and by the stranger's heedless hands their lonely graves were made. But though their clay be far away, beyond Atlantic foam, it's true men, like you men, their spirits are still at home. The dust of some is Irish earth, among their own they rest, and the same land that gave them birth has caught them to her breast. And we will pray that from their clay full many a race may start, of true men, like you men, to act as brave a part. They rose in dark and evil days to right their native land. They kindled here a living blaze that nothing shall withstand. Alas, that might can vanquish right. They fell and passed away. But true men, like you men, are plenty here today. Then here's their memory. May it be for us a guiding light to cheer our strife for liberty and teach us to unite. Through good and ill, be Ireland still, though sad is theirs your fate. And true men, like you men, like those of 98.